down the fuck, taken.
You see, she picked up the down to fuck cup. Now, some people might think, oh, cool. Everybody gonna be able to hit now because she picked the down to fuck cup. No, that is just a signal to the top tier guys at the party that she down to fuck them. She's still gonna turn down 90% of the guys that come up to her like, oh, I see you got the blue cup or something. Ah, not you.
That's not dangerous at all. Man, if only there was a place dedicated for walking. Perfectly good sidewalk over there. I guess we don't look before we cross.
I'm cool with people like this getting shot. Period. I can't stand sassy, drama-loving motherfuckers like this. Like, these are the people I try to avoid at all costs. And these are the type of people who are always managers at jobs, for some reason.
Wrong way, you condom sucker. Bang!
This is crazy.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, right? Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because I love her. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Girl,
damn.
Keep going, baby. Keep going.
You know.
Keep going, papi. Keep going, papi. I mean, yeah. By the time you jumping on top of a bitch car, man, you really down bad. It's never worth this. This is why I say no man should be in love. It had you jumping on top of bitches' SUVs. If you love a woman or, you know, got love for a woman or care about a woman, cool. But in love, being in love is for women. Let a bitch be the one jumping on your car because she in love with you, not the other way around. This shit is sad.
I just wanted to tell y'all the little story of this date I went on last night. First date in a minute. We'd been talking for like 2 weeks, so I thought he was cool. I got really good vibes. We FaceTimed. We talked on the phone. And he hadn't lost interest in like 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, okay, he likes me. And then at one point during the date, we were talking about dating in your 30s. And he made a comment about how men eventually have to settle for either being a stepdad or ending up with a big girl. And why he would say that to me, a big girl, blew my mind.
He kept it real with you. Honesty. That's what you women want, right? Hey, take what you can get, toots. You're not exactly a supermodel. I mean, I'm not making fun of you, but I mean, if he was a cool guy other than that, just let it slide. You know big girls ain't highly sought after. He ain't tell you nothing crazy.
I think it's women who are settling. Women are settling. I don't care what size you are. We're all just settling for garbage.
We have let these dudes convince us that caring isn't normal, that wanting love is weird, that wanting to put in effort is stupid. Like, it's them policing each other and then trying to police us on how we should feel about relationships. Like, no, I'm not gonna meet a man at his level of not caring. Especially when it's coupled with some of the heinous acts of not caring for my time, not caring for my schedule, wanting me to be on their schedule, which is usually late at night. Yes, I care. Like, no, loving is normal. Caring is normal. Wanting something serious.
She don't want a guy who thinks that from the jump, because he's low value to her. So she's going to try to shame the top 10% of men into feeling how she feel about them, about her. It's not going to work. They're going to keep calling you up late night, hitting the skins, and then only getting back to you when they want to hit again. Because that's what you are. If you were girlfriend material, look, you're attractive. If you were girlfriend material and you actually value decent guys, you would have been wifed up by now. Period. Keep chasing fuckboys and trying to get them to love you. It's not going to happen. They know what you are. They got five of you on the roster. You're not tricking them. They know what you are.
Yeah, so I'm 27F. No kids, never been married. He is 35M, a toddler, divorced. His ex cheated on him. We both attend regular therapy separately for some time and have considered seeing a couples therapist monthly to work with LDR issues. However, this isn't a huge priority right now. Love of my life, and has given me no reason to believe he would cheat on me. However, I can't control that from thousands of miles away, and I accept that.
Okay, long distance relationships, especially at this point in your life, late 20s, mid 30s, I just don't see the point. It's almost like kid shit or teenager shit. I mean, you can't see the person that often. You can't touch them. You know, they can't fulfill your needs. I mean, I could see if it was just something that was like, oh, we got to live apart for a year because I got to go work this job, but then I'm coming back or something. But if it's just a long distance relationship with no immediate plans to get close to each other, I just don't see the point. It's damn near doomed for failure from the beginning. And then you always worrying about if that person cheating. It's a pain in the ass all around. I wouldn't suggest it.
He mentioned how he spoke to his best friend, Amanda, changed, about how their birthdays are coming up and they want to celebrate. He said she would need to find a reason to hang out because her husband doesn't like her going out at night, especially alone with a dude. He then mentioned that he spoke to Amanda about how if he potentially got married again, he would ask her to be his best person, to which she was flattered and similarly responded, saying she would need to find a way. He asked,
okay, so this is shady. Anytime somebody has to lie to their significant other to hang out with a person, there's something shady going on. And then you just got to question that person's character that they would even want to lie to their significant other to hang out with somebody. So yeah, that female friend is a piece of shit. And then don't get me started on the whole male and female being friends thing. I just don't really believe in it. Especially when it's like we both got partners and we hanging out. Nah. So yeah, it's something going on. I'm already letting you know right now.
Me how I felt about that. And I responded with saying, well, Amanda isn't exactly my favorite person in the first place and I have never thought about it. He said he'd be open to talking about it more because he would love to hear my feedback. I agreed. I know Amanda has been a great friend to him, and is his confidant. She has been supportive and helpful to him in our LDR. But where I feel uncomfortable is, she actively cheats on her husband. She's the only person he mentions ever hanging out with outside of work. When I ask how their hangouts go, I don't get a lot of information. He says they talk a lot about work and their lives, but that's more or less the extent. She's his boss. Before I was in the picture, and when they first got to know each other, a little over 2 years, he said they flirted and explored the idea of each other, but when they kissed, both realized there were no sparks.
Come on. I mean, how many more signs do you need? They kissed before, they flirted with each other. Like, really? You shouldn't have had to bring this to Reddit.
He has to lie to her husband to hang out with him. He had a sexual relationship with another coworker who was married, still is married, but obviously that ended a while ago before us. I just feel like someone who lies and cheats on their husband actively isn't someone I would want as his best person.
Well, why would you want to date a dude who had that type of history of breaking up a marriage and cheating with a married woman? Like, bitches is dumb, man. That's why you can't feel sorry for them when they end up in situations like this.
And I hate that he has had two relationships, one friendship still with Amanda, where he has been the other person in their infidelity. I am giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I am sure we will talk about it soon. Our communication is pretty good. But am I overthinking here?
This relationship isn't going to work out. And it sounds like both of you are pretty broken people. So yeah, keep at the counseling. And I wish you all the best. But it's a very good chance this guy's going to cheat on you, if he haven't already. Just put that out there. So if that's something you want to deal with, go for it. If not, break it off.